City Commission meeting, September 12, 2019. Ventnor City Commission meeting, September 12, 2019.
Okay,
I'm out of my zone,
I'm sorry. Will you please rise to the flag salute? Chief Biagi, please.
Attention, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we start tonight, even though it's a day later, can we have a moment of silence in memory of 9/11? On that note, I don't know if anybody's ever seen, it's actually a short documentary on the boat lift. The hair on your arms will stand up. I never saw it until recently. If you go to YouTube, it shows you, they said nearly 500,000 people were rescued via boats in less than 9 hours, the most ever in history. And how they called, they went on the radio and called boats, and they said they didn't know what was going to happen, and it just looked like a sea. You just see the pictures, and it's all the commercial boats, all these boats coming, and that's how those people got off. It gives you chills, and I never saw it, and I think it's something that a lot of people haven't seen, but it's something that's to look at, because it really, you realize how much really went on that day.
One of my officers, Officer Quinones, was the Coast Guard station there. So he was part of that operation.
Nearly 500,000 people, not 500, 500,000 people were transported off that out of Manhattan via boat.
Okay, thank you for reminding me,
Roll call, please, Lisa.
Commissioner Kriebel, let the record reflect Commissioner Kriebel is absent. Commissioner Landgraf?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. So tonight, I'm not going to do the presentation as noted on the agenda. I'll do that when we get up at the day. We're going to just jump right to our department head meeting. And who do you want to go first, Ms. Menta? Okay. So we'll start with Margaret. Margaret, just speak in the mic, so anyone, we do have some residents.
The tax bills went out, and they were due by August 30th. So last week, we sent reminders. It was on Facebook and the website. The water bills are going out. They're going to be due by October 8th, with a grace period until October 18th. Again, it'll be on Facebook tomorrow and on the website. Anybody that has a successful appeal, I'm going to be working on those next week and send out the bills. And the second half of the homestead credit, people got the first half in May. Now they're going to get it for November. So I'll be doing that too. And then the added assessments.
Thank you. Thank you, Margaret. You get the star on your tap here tonight. Jim?
James, I'll leave us a clip. Just a few quick things. On our code enforcement program, we received our updated CHIP file last week. It's scheduled for early next week to get that uploaded and configured. What that actually does, that allows, we have over 1,000 properties that don't link with each other. So the parcel is not linking with the block and lot. So what's happening is the occupant information is not getting in there. So we have a new file that will be uploaded with the vendor. This will allow all the occupant information to load to the portal, allow the school to be able to use it, and also allow the inspectors to use the mobile version better. Remington Vernick, who got us the shape file, will be giving this to us yearly with the digital tax map. So it'll be something that we go on yearly, so this will be able to be updated on a yearly basis. Parks Smarter app, the decals were installed in August. We did find a number of missing decals and some ones, some new meters that have been installed. I sent the vendor today the list of them. It'll be updated in order, I have some ones that we need. And we're finalizing the financing issue. Crossing fingers, hopefully this thing will be actually up and running in the next couple of weeks. But it's just a matter of getting the financing end of it finalized, which Al was very helpful in getting all of that in place so that they'll be able to grow. Once it's done, we'll give a big announcement out for it and allow people to use it after the season, but we'll at least be ready to move for next spring. And it'll at least give us some months to be able to test it and make sure everything is working properly. The door security, we have assigned quote in the vendor's hands, so all the items have been ordered. Also, we should have the signed PO hopefully by next week so that they can have that. The doors are going to be ordered, new doors are going to be ordered for the second floor, and I believe the three of you are going to decide what you want to do about the downstairs doors, or you want to go with the same type that the police are going to be ordering for up here, or something different. We had a meeting last week, and sort of the thought was if we're going to change the doors, we should do it before we put in all those door security rather than doing it afterwards, so we're not sort of double working that stuff. We'll also have a vendor for some 3M ballistic glass coverings to cover the other glass areas to make that a little more secure. Hoping for an October and November project. It should take about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once that is done here at City Hall, we'll then hopefully expand it to public works and other areas around. We'll have all the infrastructure in place. And once we get that done, we'll be looking at camera security and probably should be in good shape.
Great. When we look at that town, Jim, camera security, please include the pier.
The pier, the library, and the playgrounds are also included in our plans.
And one question on the safety file that R&B provides us. Mm-hmm. The county has all the safety files as well. Did we check to make sure they didn't have what were paying rent and rent with us?
We didn't check the county. We talked to Business Civil Solutions with the other company. I personally didn't realize that the county had any of the safety files.
The base information comes from us, actually. It's taxed. All that comes from us. We give it to the county. What happens is the consulting firms will pay the county to get it, or if they represent a municipality, they get it for free. So I don't want us paying for data that we could have gotten from the county. Yeah, well, we did it this year's Red Sox problem.
Actually, it's part of, but we're not going to have to pay for it going forward. There's not going to be any, from what Bill told me, there's going to be no additional cost to us to get it going forward. So whatever Representative Burke is doing with the tax maps, that's included in whatever. So there's no additional.
Then I'm okay.
Yeah, there's no additional cost. We make sure that when we talk to Representative Burke on that, there would not be. That's sort of one of the reasons why we didn't continue with the Civic Solutions on it, because they did say there would be a yearly cost. It would potentially reduce each year, but there would still be a yearly cost. And Remington Burnett said there would be no cost to us.
Because they included it in
there. Because they included it. Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I
have to
leave.
Yeah, we're going to
go
back to school.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We've lived in like 6 days.
It's incredible. Like a weekend. And
back to school. That's how I'm going to get lost.
Have fun.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bill? Hey, yes, sir. Just follow up. State your name and what you do for the few people that are here.
My name is Bill Crowther. I'm the tax assessor.
Thank you.
Follow up with the map issue that we had. It was supposed to be a different phase, I guess, when it all started out, but it didn't go through. And the one-time fee was just for the software, and it will be continuously updated. They're actually going to update it every time we get a subdivision. I'll let them know it'll be updated automatically because it will update their system as well. I've been working on the added assessments as we've all been talking about.
Oh yeah, I like that.
give you a little history. 2017, we had the added assessment was 13 million. The prorated is the amount of months that was the property was in existence, or the added was in existence, 6.5 million. 2018 was 14.4 million fully and 8.4 million were prorated. And right now, I still have a lot to do. I've been working a lot hard on it. We're at 14.2 million right now at a prorated amount of 8.5. So we're actually higher prorated amount than last year. And we're right at where we're at pretty much last year for the total adds. So there's a lot of voting going on.
Great.
Seems like everything's going without me in the direction. So that's all I have right now.
Great. Thank you.
Any questions?
Are you in back to school right
now? No, I have an engagement, so.
Okay.
So I'll leave this.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you want to go next?
Susan Van Dyne Hunter from Cultural Arc. So, just a few things. We had an amazing summer. We had a great time. We had 8 camps that were for kids that were all sold out for art and dance. It's really well attended. And we had a craft show in July with 30 vendors, which was the most vendors that we've had in the 42 years of that show. That's been great. We also had 20 classes for adults in art and dance and that were virtually all sold out, one or two that weren't sold out in summer, which that's the first time ever. The waiting lists for people to get into classes. So our outreach on the website, the new website has helped with that, we're getting the word out about where we are. And another successful, great summer with our garden in the back. And it's great, and we've had a lot of support from Public Works for that, but the guys have been really helpful. And upcoming for the fall and winter, we have our dance classes are starting, and we have a holiday craft show coming up in December. And we have a bunch of our artists, senior artists, are participating in the state show in Princeton in October. Which is great. So we've got a lot of award winners for that. It started at the county show, and now the winners go to the state show. So
we have some of our coming to the state.
Yeah, 17.
Great.
To the state show. So it's great. So.
And some of their art is
yeah.
there in City Hall.
Yep, yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Question for you. Mm-hmm. I went to this one of your volunteers. I'm going to list his name. I think it's Joe. Talking about bricks.
Oh, John Miller, right? Yeah.
John Miller.
Yeah, he's the main, him and his wife, the main volunteers for the garden, so he wants to.
Yes, he did that last work on the back.
Yeah, he made that, but he,
looks great.
Solar lights and everything.
Yeah.
Did a great job.
So he talked about the bricks that people have already donated.
That's right.
And they were poorly constructed or whatever.
They were just deteriorated from salt air and wind and water.
So we looked at redoing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about not very
I don't know if they're mortared in or if they're just sometimes papers are kind of just with sand and they can be popped out easily, so I'll look at it a little more closely. Possibly, yeah.
So if you can get us a number of those, and we'll see if they're engraved again. Same people's names.
And that's the list of names of, I don't know who originally did it, or some of them are so deteriorated that you can't read them, some of them are. I mean, if I looked at it really closely, maybe you would have made a list, but if there's an original, that would work, actually. Yeah, so if we can meet, Maddie might have that.
See if you can coordinate that and then get that. Sure, we may need to add
there's about 25 bricks, but maybe, I don't know how much people donated either. That's another question. There might be more than one section. So
I think there was two.
Okay.
I thought it was more than 25 bricks.
Okay.
Just so we can get prepared. We repaired the signs here.
Yeah, that's great.
So that came out nice. I'm happy to see that because it faces the ocean.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Maybe putting in a different section.
Yeah, so people can see it.
Yeah.
you know, probably that's one because it would be...
It was, you would all there, yeah.
It's anyway.
Yeah.
But we would have to talk to the people who made the sign, make sure they're okay with that.
Oh, yeah, and the other thing we did was we got a grant from Ocean First Bank to do a mosaic mural wall that's along by the playground, that little wall, and started that. We had a workshop for that and started that, and that's in process and going well, so...
Can you do a whole library like that?
We are doing, yeah.
Whole app now?
Yeah, actually, we started...
The whole building. Whole building.
Covered all of glass and a bunch of... That's great.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Ed?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Welcome.
Ed Stinson, the Superintendent of Public Works. Right now, we are transitioning from summer to fall and winter. So we are still working on the beaches. We'll continue raking the beaches as weather, weather dictates, probably another week or two. We've cut back. We're not doing it 7 days a week, but we are still out there. We've removed the trash and recycling containers just in case, actually, for the storm, Hurricane Dorian, just in case. And we also pulled out the beach mats. We're maintaining the flags and the banners in the boardwalk, and that'll go for another several weeks. And then as weather dictates, we'll start pulling them down. Same thing with Melon, the public grounds, same thing with the public restrooms, the Titus Field, Tennis Courts, Community Building, the library, Fishing Field. The outside bathrooms will be closing pretty soon for the season. Continue to collect trash along the streets, the boardwalk, the pier, and buildings and grounds. Doing more boardwalk repairs this fall. And continuing with our storm drain maintenance. We have been taking on the delivery of the trash and recycling carts, and we appreciate everybody's patience as we add that to our daily workload, so we're getting through it as quickly as everyone would like, but we are moving and we are getting through. We have open pier night this Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. That'll be the last open pier night for this season. We have the Ironman Triathlon this Sunday, and our DPW yard will continue to be open on weekends for residential trash drop-off from 8 a.m. to noon, and we'll do that for two more weekends. September 22nd is our plan to discontinue that. And that's all I have there.
Great. You want to do capital, some projects are going on?
Sure. Right now we have two capital projects under construction. That is the Lafayette and Wellington Avenue drainage project. Anybody that has traveled out by the school has seen that construction. That's moving along fine. We are actually today out of Wellington Avenue for some time, and we'll be working in the right away behind Kingsville Drive. We'll be doing the drainage work for three to four more weeks, then we're going to go to the sewer work on Kingsley Drive. And then once that's complete, a separate bid and separate contract will pay Kingsley Drive. That'll be next spring. That's correct. We also have the street
gate. We can drag that out from the chief.
I We also have the street gate project resuming, and they're continuing. They'll be pouring concrete curb tomorrow, and I think they have a system down now from, you know, from what they learned in the spring. So it seems like they're moving a little faster. That's ongoing. We also have the Newport Avenue drainage project that has been awarded, and that will be starting very shortly, within about 2 weeks.
Thanks, Ed. Bernie, you want to piggyback off of Ed?
Sure.
I don't mean literally, you know what I mean.
I'm sorry. Hi, good evening all. Bernie Gratz, Water and Sewer Superintendent. We had a very good summer as far as water was concerned. Pumped up 51 million gallons in the month of August. The months of June, July and August, we did a total of 150 million gallons. That pretty much matches what we did in 2018. So that's a very good thing. We're at least matching what we've done in the past. And I expect that that to go up in the future, incrementally. As of our, right now, our water plants, all three are operational. Well, 8 was out of service due to a lightning strike in April, but that is actually operational now, and I'm holding it out of service. That's actually going to be the first well that is taken down for the conversion for the chlorine gas to be removed to a pelletized chemical chlorination. We're going to be doing fall flushing. Fall flushing is going to begin on September 30th, which is a Monday, and it's going to last to November 1st, which is a Friday. That's a total of 5 weeks. During that time period, we're going to be flushing hydrants and also in the system. The fire department will be getting involved and working on the hydrants individually, separate from us. We will be developing a separate list, and then we'll be trading them as far as the chief and I will be discussing what needs to be done in the system as far as hydrants, maintenance of the water system. We're also going to be working on a plan to possibly add additional hydrants on Ventnor Avenue. One of them that we're particularly looking at is adjacent to the Methodist Church. Chief and I have talked about it various times, and looks like that might actually happen. So we're working on that. Switching over to wastewater. Wastewater is pretty much holding steady as it has been. We had sanitary inspection in June. We had no issues. We continue to go through this system with our jetter. We've also acquired the combination jetback, which is going to be very beneficial to the city as far as stormwater and hitting the drains and also going through and getting the sanitary wastewater system. It's going to be a very good addition. We're not going to see that probably for a year. I expect to see it next summer. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Lisa?
Okay, so we're still doing what are doing our vital statistics. We had 17 copies this month, 6 marriage licenses, 14 certified copies. Beach badges are done now for the month of August. They sold 168 seasonal tags and 313 weekly tags. And the total sales that Al gave me for the season was $299,686.
That's more than last year, isn't it, Al?
Yes.
The revenue is higher, isn't it?
Or, yes, yeah, the revenue is higher.
From 18 to 19.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Almost excited.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Sorry, Lee.
That's okay.
I get excited with numbers. $299,686.
That's the total number that he gave for the season.
For the beach bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. 240-something last year.
Last year's 246 or 248.
Almost 60 grand.
Yeah.
And reminder for sent out to businesses that have not paid their mercantile licenses for this year. They're starting to come in, so we're probably down to like 8 or 9, I think, left that still have to pay. So that's pretty good. And we're continuing to start forward for 2020. So we're working on getting professionals out and making sure that all of our stuff is ready to start the new year. Oh yeah, I'm still. We're still working on that.
So I'm like,
we're ending project, but yeah, that's still. And I still have all of them. I do have all of that. So, I'm hoping that maybe because just a reminder, the meeting for the 26th is canceled. So I'm hoping this I don't have that meeting. Maybe I can jump on some things and try to concentrate on getting that stuff done. And
like the closet.
Well, not the closet. Yeah.
This one?
Yeah, we can't.
And that's all I got.
Thank you, Lisa. I always keep you last. Al? Of course, I didn't forget you.
My name's Al Stanley, CFO of the City of Venner. I went to the local finance board with our bond council and our financial advisor to get approval for the conforming bond sale, which we did get approval. And we'll be having the sale on October 8th, so the next couple of weeks. We have a conference call set up with our Standard & Poor's. They are going to give us our new credit rating at that point and ask us all the questions they need to ask. I also completed all the capital accounts. I changed them all to reflect in more and more detail. So now they have all the detail in them, so I don't have to create those spreadsheets anymore. I mean, I can do it right out of the admin system. So I need to complete that, and I also did change all the grants to match up with it. And also, speaking of grants, Joe Fussner got us $26,000 from Drunk Driving Enforcement Fund, which says it wasn't in file for the last 5 years. So we got it all now. So thanks. I helped him fill out the form, but he did most of the legwork for that. So we got that today. Notification of that. We have best practices that we have to do for the state. I started that already today. I gave it to Maria, she helped me do some of the advanced questions I didn't know. We have to enter this year into the FAST system, so it's a little different, but it has to, still has to go to council and the commissioners go through and all that. So that's another thing I'm working on. Also, I sent out to the budgets for next year to some departments. If you haven't gotten yet, you'll get it by next week. If anybody needs any help assistance putting together, just let me know. I'll come and get the requests and things like that. Also with that, I get capital sheets with it, so you can have your capital requests with your budget, and you can put your request in any notes you want to put on there. I request that if you do it separately from what the spreadsheets I gave you, that's okay, but if you could still use the ones I gave you, so that way I can automatically dump it into the system. Other than that, that's all I have. Thank you.
Part of that finance board approval was the mechanism to pay off the
conforming loan, that's the mechanism.
Nobody really understands how big of a deal that is. So FEMA came down after Sandy and basically forced the municipalities to take a $5 million loan that could possibly be forgiven over time. They came back to us end of this summer.
They came back to us in 16. They kept coming.
Yeah, they kept coming. They finally came back to us. In summer and said, we need $2.5 million back. We got to pay it back in 4 years. That would have been, what, about 4 cents in tax increase each year?
Two to three.
So
that was huge.
So Al got together with our bond council and our Maria and Leon. Went to the local finance board and got this approved, where we will be able to pay this back for the same time period. But we reworked our numbers so there's no increase in tax base, which is...
What they allowed us to do with all our debt, we have a non-conforming debt schedule, which moves the numbers around a little bit, but it moves more debt towards the end of the debt service schedule, but it's not such an increase that it's going to hurt years from now, because other debt is dropping off. And so the savings that's realized from that schedule will... provide the ability for us to budget to pay back the FEMA loan. Yeah.
Thank God.
Great. That's great.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Chief Biagi. Last but not least.
Well, this is the first meeting since the end of the summer, so I'm going to give you the stats for what we call the 100 Days of Summer, which basically starts the Friday of Memorial Day weekend and ends Labor Day around midnight.
So to keep things in perspective, we had, we keep everything in computer, CAD, computer-rated dispatch, which is CAD entries. That's how we monitor our calls. For those 100 days, we had 6,646 CAD entries. Now, taking out all of the minutiae and calls that radio repair and stuff like that, we ended up with 5,228 calls in 100 days.
Excuse me, any 911 calls?
No, these are just calls that we've responded to.
Okay.
Calls for service, right? Calls for service for
gotcha.
Maintenance. So out of those 2,028 calls, we had 130 accidents, which required TR1 reports. It was probably double that in fender benders where people just decided to go to on separate links. We had 115 domestic violence offenses, which resulted in 18 domestic violence assault cases. 513 arrest reports were completed during that time, as well as 294 investigation reports. 150 ordinance violation calls on the beach and boardwalk areas that were dealing with dogs and smoking walls. The smoking wall, ironically, yielded nothing. It was kind of blowing smoke.
You didn't have
because to really, what it came down to was people were respectful on the beach. We increased our presence down there. Mm-hmm. The people that didn't know, that obviously didn't know, were out of town. And the signage, which is going to be going up this year, is really because we're really kind of reinventing our signage on the boardwalk. It's going to be much better for next year. So we issued zero summonses for the smoking warnings. So
I didn't smell anybody's.
That's a good thing. It really is. We have some suggestions for next year with the cigarettes, et cetera, with that receptacles, right. At, which we'll deal with in our end of summer meeting, but. The ordinances were pretty much a non-issue. There were people with dogs we did issue summonses to. For people that were able to run off in the morning, we didn't chase after them. I mean, I just let them back to park. That's, you know, that's cool. Let them guys get them down there. We had 19 burglaries to sheds and garages where bicycles were stolen. We had 47 stolen bicycle cases this summer. We had 97 burglary to car cases. Well, how did they get in the car, you ask? I'm no genius, but I can tell you that none of the cars had broken windows to gain entrance, so you can figure it out on your own. The theory that to leave my car open so they won't break my window, I don't want to say it's stupid, but it is. Because when you break a window, it makes noise. Criminals do not like to get caught. So the moral of the story is lock your cars.
Because they're not going to break your windows.
Because they're not going to break your windows to get in. Ah, you beat me to, come on now. By the way, ironically, we had three stolen vehicles. Anybody want to guess how they were stolen?
Keys were left in the car.
You guys can take my job over like that.
Watch
so of the people that thought that much ahead, you know, in case there's an emergency or we have to evacuate quickly, let me leave my cars in my keys in my unlocked car in my driveway, that didn't work out well for them. So yes, and ironically, we did get those vehicles back, and most of them were in one piece. One of the things that we should add is that we utilized Class 2s for the first time this summer. We weren't able to get them out and enforce it at the academy, which was in mid-July actually. It worked out really well. People appreciated the presence on the beach. We utilized 4x4 quad vehicles. We upped our presence on the boardwalk, on the ATVs, and it really worked out well. And why do I say it worked out well? Because there were no robberies or serious assaults or officers injured this summer. So I don't want to toot our horn about being the third safest city in the whole. I don't know where that poll came from, but I love it. Whoever made it was the best person ever, because I do feel Ocean City is the safest place in the world, and I feel that they're third is fair for us. I think it's good for size and everything.
Yeah,
I mean, so besides that, we added a crossing guard at Essex Court and Lafayette Avenue, bringing it up to 5. It's, with Al's help, we found money. Some grant money we were able to utilize with that as well.
So we added basically a fifth crossing guard in Oak Spence, the city, and it's working out phenomenally. We're going to be keeping class twos on full time till November 1st to assist around the city. We are going to keep them part time through April 1st, and then we'll bring them back again full time. They have been instrumental in cutting down on the overtime needed for court, and when our officers were feeling a little tired from the amount of work they were doing from having less officers on the street due to various issues, the class two stepped up and handled a lot of the ancillary details we had and responsibilities. So it was a win-win for all of us. It was a great summer. We worked well, as we always do, with the public works for our major details, with the fire department, water and sewer. I mean, there was never an issue where any of our public employees were not safe. And we're starting off with the fishing derby, which started this month, and it's never an issue. It's just a season keeps going for better. So we had a great year, and I look forward to next year.
Yeah, I'm so honest to things enough.
Thank you. That was a great, again, everybody worked well. It's a great acquisition for us. And we've added security to the library and cultural arts. My guys have added that to their patrol, just to make everybody feel a little bit safer. But it's really worked out well. So, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, Chief, one seafood fest. I mean, I said this, she brought that festival here. She had the outreach to him and really did a great job coordinating for your office and the fire department and everybody involved, just because public works and getting ski beach ready. And then the day of was just without.
It was great. It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes that same village to make these big events go. And between volunteers and everybody in the city, it was seamless. The tweaking that we're going to be doing is minor, and to work with an organization that the Hendersons have. You're dealing with class, right? They know how to do things. It's tried and true, and I'm glad that, I mean, I saw more people back then from out of town as many as in town.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll get more bike rides. You knew everybody wanted to go green that day. We figured. So, where there's a will, there's a way. Everybody's riding bikes. So, it was great. Everybody was just, wonderful. Can't say anything about it. So.
Six hundred people.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We look forward to more of them. We're working towards similar events. There's another bet.
Yes.
And on that note, I
Jen, so I just couldn't help it. I had it right on the arm back.
Somebody got to make a research on it.
I think we did all the departments. Does anybody have a report for anybody missing? Any departments that are missing? No, we're good?
Okay. Any questions for us departments before we
Okay, so Ed, you are going to stay, am I correct? There's two things on our agenda to approve.
Board,
Al, you of course stay, so you're leaving. You're going, thank you so much.
Does anybody want to ask any questions before I leave?
Andy?
Oh, sorry. You're on Brian right now? Are we all good?
Thank you.
Best summer ever for Farmers Market. Best summer ever.
Agreed.
I had so much fun.
All right, you were out.
Yeah.
What a good chair out.
Maybe some more teaching. Good to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Lynette, take care of your hand. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think Ed took a nice chair off.
I'm sorry.
You started, right? Good.
The playground?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this yours, Commissioner?
Oh, it is, thank you.
Matt, is this yours?
I wouldn't take a sip of that.
It's in it, it's just water.
And for the public, now we will go into the rest of our workshop portion of the meeting. And what we skipped earlier was a proclamation for knockout opiate abuse for October 6, 2019.
Do you want me to read it? Yes?
Just a tiny one, I think.
All right.
New Jersey's in the midst of life-threatening opiate abuse epidemic, and it goes on to say that the State Senate and General Assembly jointly resolved that October 6th shall be permanently designated as Knockout Opiate Abuse Day. It's a day for to encourage awareness to families and people in general what addiction is all about. So we, the City of Ventnor, have a proclamation supporting that day.
Just to vote on or anything?
I don't think we have to vote on it.
I'm just going
to
sign it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Yep. Just give that to Commissioner Kriebel.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Can you step back to Capitol?
Sure.
Just Ed wanted to follow up with a couple things that
okay.
left out on his other report.
Ed?
Wanted to
back
just
to you.
Update Mayor and Commissioners that the work on the playground has finally started, so the contractor is in town, he's working at Fireman's Playground right now. Has another day at Fireman's Playground or so. We, Public Works, have removed the equipment at Titus Field, so the contractor will be moving there next. And as he gets close to finishing Titus Field, we will remove the equipment at the library, and then he will move there as the final step. So hopefully in the next 2 to 3 weeks we will be completed with the playground renovation.
Great.
Good. The contractor was somewhat we had issues with the contractor. So Ed wrote a nicely worded, what's the phrase, a sternly worded letter to their parent company, I guess that happens. And then the next day they were here.
Imagine that.
A little frustrating that they were not responding to us, but they are now, they're here, and we expect the work to be done in the next 2 weeks. So,
okay, a nice fall by there.
Yep.
The children. Great. Thanks, Ed. We do not have any minutes to approve. We do not have any introductions of ordinances. We do have a public hearing and an adoption of ordinance 2019-017. And what that is, we discussed at our last meeting. It's the Public Works employees titles that we are changing after a civil service review.
Resolutions.
Then we have a list of resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. And we'll go over them. And there's a few that Ed will go over that deal with Public Works. So the first one is 2019-273, which is a 159, and that is the Municipal Alliance grant. When a budget's approved, when grants come in after the fact, there's a process for 159 for us to be able to add on the revenue to the books. Correct, Al?
That's correct.
So that is for the Municipal Alliance. Resolution 2019-274 is a 159 for New Jersey Clean Communities, correct? And Resolution 2019-275 is a 159 for the Burke Avenue Grant Project?
Correct.
Okay. We okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The next is 2019-276, and I'm going to give this to Ed so he can just brief us on it.
Thank you, Mayor. This is an amendment to a resolution awarding a contract for boardwalk repairs. The proposal that we had prepared estimated certain quantities that needed to be complete. As the work was completed, additional quantities were needed for joists
and also for the stimulus on the boardwalk. So those additional quantities represented an additional cost of $4,366. This resolution amends the contract by that.
Thank you.
Okay with that, Mayor?
Yes, I was aware. I think it changed.
I figured that.
When you take up boards that sit in the sand, it's underneath that, or sometimes it will be replaced, so.
Great.
Good stuff.
Okay, the next resolution, 2019-277, and that is a refund to someone that rented our community building. We refund the deposit back as long as it's kept the way it was when they, or left the way they got it. Next is 2019-278, and this is actually this one, and 2019-279, they're both resolutions amending refunds to participants, because I don't know if they're residents or visitors, for our surf camp. The first one is eight people that we had to refund, and that's because there were two rain days. They were able to make up one rain day, but not the other. And the second one were some people that we refunded for an entire week, and the only reason they got the refund was because we were able to have those spots were replaced by people on a waiting list. That's something that I'd like to look at for next year for discussion with us, the commission, the whole refunding process. Because I don't know if other camps, people, if they don't go or they can't go.
I can see if it's a rain day. I think, yeah, the only reason that was the fund is to get somebody in place.
Exactly.
And I think that's fine.
Well, that's what, yeah, but Owen.
I'm okay. Just make sure. As long as we can replace the spot. If nobody comes up and signed up for it, I'm sorry. That's
right. Right. So, I'm just curious to look at the detail on that. Yes. Okay, we go with that?
Yes.
Okay.
The rain day is in the
game. Right, and we had two rain days, and I know they leave Friday open to make up rain days. I think they were able to make up one and not the other one. I think, but am I right, Ed?
That is correct.
Okay, so that was that part. Okay. The next is resolution 2019-280, and that is the city's executing the contract, renewing the membership with the JIF, the Municipal Joint Insurance Fund, and we had a presentation last meeting, am I correct?
Yes, correct.
The next is 2019-281, and that is a resolution. And this is something I think we need to look at, because it's a little, to me this is a little absurd, but the ice cream vendors pay $500 for their license fee, and then they, if they surrender their ID badge, we give them back
$20. They give us $520. It's per the ordinance.
Right.
And at the end of the season, if they give us back their ID, we refund them the $20 back for the ID.
And then when they come next year, they have to get another ID?
Yes, sir. And they pay us $20 again.
Could they use the old ID if they came back the next year?
I looked at that. There is an expiration date on it.
This is the first one I've seen this in 3 years.
This is the first one I've ever.
I know it.
They don't normally. Most of the guys like to keep them for.
Yeah.
But this particular individual, he...
I just look at the $20, the amount of work that has to be done just to be able to reimburse somebody $20. I think this is like just like one wall to wall.
Yeah, that's a resolution.
I know. Yeah. There's something we can talk about.
We can look at it.
We can look at it. That's all.
It's something that happens all the
time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. This is the first time I saw it. But, I mean, a lot of time goes into doing that. So it's something we need to. Okay, we go with that?
Yep.
Okay. Next is resolution 2019-282. And I'm going to pass this off to Ed. I'm sorry, Ed. Seashore Associated Mechanical.
Thank you. This is work for the proposed firehouse. Two is the water service, the fire suppression service, and the sewer lateral. That was not included in the architect's construction, and we felt that it would be more appropriate for us to handle it through our department. We solicited three proposals, and Seashore Mechanical
was the low bidder at $12,800. We recommend the move.
Good. Thank you.
You good to have Sam Burns back in town?
Agreed.
Next is 2019-283. Again, this is a refund to a resident visitor that used our community building, refunding them back their deposit. The next is an important resolution. It's resolution 2019-284, and this is something that did I get this from the Mayor Association?
Probably.
I think I got it from the Mayor Association. Basically, it's to extend the 2% cap for interest arbitration.
To reinstitute it.
Reinstitute it, which is important to the government because if we don't have it, it can be very costly.
Correct.
If union contracts are not negotiated and we go to arbitration, it can go way beyond 2%. Can I? Right?
That is correct.
That's sum it up.
I will also tell you, with our current governor, don't hold your breath.
Exactly. So, that's on here. The next is resolution 2019-285, and this is something that's from Al. This is, I know what it is, but I'm curious, I'm going to ask you two questions. This is where you are canceling grant balances that are long.
What I did was I went through all the grants, and these are ones that have been sitting on the books probably for at least 15 years.
Is that there's actual money there?
There's actually just appropriations that were never spent, and we're never going to get the money. So I'm just asking to cancel some of them.
Okay.
I think there's like five, I think, total. Some of them are just change.
Mm-hmm.
And just to get them off
right.
The audit.
Okay, I totally agree.
What was the one? There was one big one was $30,000 recycling time.
Well, we have like $180,000 in the account.
Right.
I'm only getting the ones from like 10 years ago off for that one.
But something wasn't done to be able to use this money.
Right. I mean, it's been sitting there. We're never going to receive it at this point.
It's the receivable.
So if it's a receivable in our books and it's stale, then
we're just not going to get it.
Right. So if something wasn't done, reports weren't done by the grantor. Obviously, am I right?
Probably.
If there's something there, and there's right. If the appropriation's there, and it's a stale receivable 10, 15 years, then the money could have been received by the city. But what happened? What? When? How? We don't know. Am I correct?
Right. And there's a time limit, and they're not going to give it to us this time.
No reason to keep it sitting on the box.
Right. But the current ones last 2-3 years of applying.
Good.
And we've been getting all the money for that.
Great.
So these are just the old ones.
Clean up.
Exactly.
Just for my curiosity, if it's not hard for you,
mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see what grants they were.
They're right here.
And
yeah.
I don't have the backup. Okay. I'm not going here. Remember you told me not to look on that?
That's what I use.
You told me to use...
No, use that to look at the agenda.
Okay.
The item's all on here.
I don't.
Yeah, recite. I'll go through them real quick.
Yeah, please, do you mind?
1/8 cents.
I mean...
Recycling tonnage is $30,884. Clean communities is 13 cents. Click it or ticket was $4,000. Buckle up was $8,000. Growing green was $500. And green community, if that was clean community, green community of $120.
Okay.
So you're looking at about 43,000.
Right, and like the click it ticket and the buckle up, I mean, if people, I talked to the police about that, and there's like 95% of people use their seatbelts anyway, so
right.
Where are we going to spend that money?
Right. There was a program I can remember when this stuff came out, and then we'd go to businesses, because we did it in my office in Hamilton, where if you painted that, it would look like a little police officer sitting in a car with a seatbelt across it in your parking lot as you leave. The town to get that money.
Right.
So that's what it's for. That kind of stuff. And signage and whatever.
It's neutral fund balance. It's because it's grants. It's not, it doesn't affect the fund balance at all.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2019-286 is pooled. Am I correct? Still pooled?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
2019-287 is a refund for a tax overpayment to a resident. And the last one is 20, no, it's not the last one, we have two added on, correct, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
So 2019-288 is the resolution that you already talked about, Al, am I correct, the bond?
Right, this is to acknowledge that we're going to do a reforming schedule.
Right.
And then we're going to do that, so we only pay like $20,000 in principal for the first 4 years.
Great. So Al already talked about that, we'll put on there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have 2019-289, and that is a resolution to promote Tom Halpin to lieutenant in the fire department, and he is our fire official. Am I correct?
I don't have this thing in front of me, so.
Okay. And the last one to vote it on by consent is 2019-290, and that is to adjust Deanna Jackson's salary by $3,000. Effective September 8th, she is certified as a deputy court administrator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
She does good work for us, too.
Yeah. So, doing that. And that is all we have for resolutions by consent. We'll have approval of bills and payrolls. And next we'll jump to discussion. We have one, I think. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Revocable license. 326 North Wissahickon Avenue. Who's talking on that? You are, Ed?
I will, yes, ma'am. Brian Callahan was here earlier. He represents the property owners. They went to the planning board, received planning board approval, and the planning board recommendation was for them to come and apply for the license. They have a unique property that is on Wissahickon, but also on Cannon's Island Court, right on that corner. And so, and Canterbury Court actually opens up behind them, so it's almost as though the property has three frontages. They have a fence that actually is an existing fence that is located within the right-of-way, and the owners, the applicant is asking for a revocable license to allow that fence to stay, but not impede on the sidewalk. It's been in that location for a fair amount of time, several years, at least that I'm aware of. And I'll be doing a letter recommending that the commissioners approve that license.
I was at that hearing for the planning board, and it makes sense. This place has been there for years. They were putting a spot, and they had to have a fence there anyway, so they needed the rest, so I think that was, it made sense for this. I would support that.
Excuse me?
I'm going to wait until I get the information, and I'll prepare the agreement.
I'll put it on the October meeting?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. Okay.
There was a question, I guess, about a waiver or something.
The answer is
we,
no.
We can't, yeah.
Yeah, it's the legal description they have to provide.
The applicant has asked for a waiver of providing a legal description. That's what we need that, because we have to know what area is being included in the local license. So, I guess Brian got that message.
Okay, so now I'll open up to the public if anyone likes to speak on any of the items that we discussed thus far. Do I have a motion to open public portion?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's open to the public if anybody would like to talk about anything we discussed. Yes? Yeah? Yeah. John, we're good. And, okay. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do you have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
Motion to close the workshop.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll go right into our meeting. We have no minutes to approve. We have no introductions of any ordinances. So the first is the public hearing on ordinance 2019-017, and that is the ordinance dealing with the public works employees changing their titles after a civil service review. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2019-017.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone like to speak on this ordinance? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is the adoption of ordinance 2019-017. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-017.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have resolution 2019-273-290, omitting 286, to vote on by consent. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2019-273-290 with the omission of 286 by consent.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next we have bills and payroll. Al, will you please give us those amounts?
Okay, there were two payrolls, one since our last meeting. First payroll one was $627,883.50, and the second one is $571,217.19.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated by the CFO?
So moved.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, announcements. We don't have a safety report. Any announcements? The next one's commissioner comments and reports, so we can combine.
We can combine.
So.
You got something?
No, you can go first. Okay.
So just, and I said it briefly at our workshop, really applaud all departments involved with the Seafood Fest. It was just a phenomenal event for our city. I know Danette, you were there, you had a bunch of pictures. And just every comment back, even the neighbors in that area, who really got put out a little bit. You know, we had fencing around some of the properties, blocking the streets. You and I went up to the one group family right at the corner there, and they were having a party. They didn't have cooking food for them.
They were so excited.
And they were smoke across the street.
They were literally the house that was right there on the corner, right there near Sea Beach, the townhouse.
Yeah.
They couldn't fit enough for his stuff. It was like, yeah.
Plus the fence made it like a little fence yard for kids to play.
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, it was great. And they just loved it. They said, nothing's been there all year, nothing's there. We more and more need to be there. And they literally probably were affected more than anybody in that area.
So the thanks goes out to everybody who worked on it, as well as the neighborhood who really had the impact from it.
Yes.
I spoke briefly with John Henderson right after the event, or the day after, when he was cleaning up. He wants to do it again. So bigger and better next year. It'll still be a one-day event.
Yes.
But he wants to do more there. Now the problem's gonna be more people. We'll take it. So the parking worked well. We had a shuttle going back and forth to the plaza that brought people there. We have to have more bike racks. We had hundreds of people ride by bikes.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Absolutely.
It was that many people. I mean, there were so many people, and we all know Sea Beach is a beautiful property and it's a nice size, but it's not like we're not in Convention Hall. I was there.
It wasn't too crowded.
It wasn't crowded, and I was there all day long. I didn't see her for hours. There were people that were there
that I didn't even see.
Yeah. So it was. And I know the cleanup was top notch, am I correct? Just a class act, that company.
John and Good Time Tricycle just run good events.
Unbelievable.
To bring them here from Atlantic City. And the comments I got was from people talking about the venue. Just a gorgeous venue.
They're
walking on grass. Right. They're not walking on gravel.
And people liked it because they said it was like, everything was right there as where they'd gone to the other one, Baderfield, where they said you would go at this place to get something to eat, you would have to walk forever to go to another vendor. So
well, just the music.
And
the music the whole place, the whole day.
Yeah, the music was great.
And then it finished with that.
I know.
And I'm showing the mayor a sunset right after it was over.
It was beautiful.
And it was just a great ending to a phenomenal event, a great day. So
it was great.
Good day for me.
We went and I was there, we didn't get there until 3:30, I guess. We were there at 7 o'clock and this place was still, there were still a lot of people just hanging around, walking, having a great time. To the very end, a lot of times you don't see that, people are out, it just kept going.
A lot of the places ran out of
items.
The only reason we left is ran out of beer.
They ran out of beer, and a lot of the restaurants.
Lobster rolls, they.
They ran out of, yeah, so that just, I mean, it was just, so it was great, because it was obvious that all the vendors had a successful day.
Yeah.
And the weather couldn't have been more perfect.
Perfect.
It really, it was great.
So just an overall thanks for that, and can't wait for next year.
And I think it's good that we keep it to one day. It's like, I've seen.
And it to be too impactful on the neighborhood for the 2 days.
And not only that, it's like, you ever see a very small restaurant, a very intimate small restaurant, they're successful, and then they go into it, then they get a big restaurant, and then they fail. So I think one day's enough.
Couple other things, as Ed mentioned, the streetscape on Atlantic Avenue has restarted construction. We have met with them, as well as the design professionals on that, to tweak a couple of things. We haven't finalized how we're going to do it yet, but we're going to look at flattening the seating areas, as well as talk about some ways to soften them a little bit for traffic. So we had some issues with some of the bike racks. Yes, they are bike racks. They look like tall, thin tables, but they are bike racks. One of the sections of them was a little loose, so they're going to go back and remount them a little differently. It actually worked out very well that we had one section and then a pause, because we let it function for a little while and saw some issues. So now we can fix that for the rest of the sections of it and continue on the other side. So looking forward to that being finished for the fall, landscaped, lighted, and finished up. I saw they had one of the boxes being installed the other day. Electrical boxes, so.
Yes.
So
the electric
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I have.
Okay. One announcement. Maria reminded me that we've asked legislators from our county exec to our state, am I correct? To at least come to our meeting once a year and let us know what's going on at their level. So October 10th, is that the right thing? October 10th, County Executive Denny Levinson will be here to talk about the county, things going on in the county. Okay?
We'll be good.
Yeah, it will be good. So that's all I have. Oh, we'll have another meeting.
No, reminder that September 26th is canceled.
September 26th is canceled, and just to throw it out there, because it's recorded, so whoever watches it, that we have our first time ever met her, Trump Retreat, October 19th. So we need people to participate. We need people to come, open their trunk, decorate it, have candy, and the children of Ventnor will be able to go around. It's going to be where the library is. The cars will all be parked there. And we also are getting wooden pumpkins for the kids to paint. The real pumpkins aren't something feasible because they take forever to dry and then they don't want to take them home or they get paint all over them. So just something extra for them to do that night. And I think the fire department is going to be doing a marshmallow roast right there on the back of the beach. It'll be nice. So, Kim, are you going to come with your truck?
What day?
It's going to be October 19th. It's a Saturday. It's 3:30 to 5:30.
It would be.
So I don't know if you've never seen it, people they open up their trunk, they decorate their trunk with a theme.
It kind of started after Sandy.
Exactly.
So, because Halloween hit, storm hit in for Halloween, so the one I saw was Brigantine. I don't know if any other towns did.
Well, actually, I was in Florida when Sandy hit, because I was there for my father-in-law's funeral, and we were there at Halloween, and we didn't know where to take my son at the time, and there was this church and their property was huge and they had trunk or treat. So that was the first time that it was during Sandy, but it was in Florida. And it was so cool because the not just the car, the trunk, one was like Noah's Ark and it literally looked like animals crawling up on a wooden plank. People really go all out and they decorate. He was dressed as Moses. It's fun. And it's a fun
Noah's Ark was dressed as Noah.
No, not Moses. That's right. Moses did the ocean.
Yes.
Anyway, but it was really neat. I know that
three of the special ladies that work in City Hall are doing something special.
So I put in my calendar, sorry.
What time is it?
It's 3:00.